It's election season in southern Berkshire County. Bernie Fallon defeated incumbent Earl Moffitt to win a three-year term on the West Stockbridge Select Board.
The timing was right. You know, I was encouraged by many people to run. And but the other thing is, you think about nationally and what's going on, is, you know, I really wanted to have a an influence. Instead of watching TV and getting frustrated, I wanted to do something.
Fallon took over the family business, the public market, in the early 2000s. He was previously a motivational speaker and wellness teacher who worked primarily in New York City. Fallon seeks clearly established short- and long-term goals for the town and says government needs to be transparent about it.
I think there can be, you know, honesty in running a town or running a government.
Fallon says his greatest asset is his established relationship with the board's Kurt Wilton and Peter Scorput.
Kurt and I have been friends since we were like little, and I've known Peter since I was probably 12, so we'll get along just fine.
After 28 years on the town's Board of Health, Earl Moffitt lost that position too, ousted by Michael Scorput, the former town selectman. In another upset in Egremont, George McGurn, a former dean of the Boston University School of Management, beat incumbent selectman Charlie Flynn. McGurn's focus is economic growth.
You've got to be very careful with Egremont. You know, we have two historic districts here. And when you say economic development, I don't mean AmeriGas or McDonald's or something like that.
McGurn says Egremont's small Main Street has lost 8 businesses over the past 2 years. He says the lack of broadband internet is partially to blame. The town recently sided with Charter Spectrum over a local startup, Fiber Connect, which McGurn favors.
I mean, it's a major gateway to the Berkshires, and it's puzzling to me when I see all the assets that Egremont has just in terms of the environment and, you know, the historic buildings. And it's just amazing to me that there isn't more activity. And I think we could be much more proactive in attracting the kinds of businesses that we'd like.
Elsewhere, incumbent Nadine Hauver, chair of the Sheffield Board of Selectmen, held her ground in Monday's election against two write-in candidates. Monterey selectman Ken Basler won a second term, beating town police sergeant Michael Johnson. Great Barrington selectman Ed Abrahams ran unopposed. Stockbridge residents vote May 16th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.